Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Ravelo.
The Breakdown!
This is Sam Genders from Tongue.
The Breakdown!
This is Jess from Venus.
The Breakdown!
This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrail.
The Breakdown!
This is Jeff from Living Body.
The Breakdown!
This is Christina Gesera.
The Breakdown!
And you're listening to The Breakdown.
Breakdown!
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Eventually, we got
here. Yes. 8 minutes past three, and the first song I just finished. That's partly because that was a long song, 5 minutes, 30 seconds there, of, well, a new project from Tom from the Chemical Brothers and Aurora. They've not called it Tom.
Or Tom. No. Or Ro.
Oh, yeah, Tom. No, it's Tom Aura, as in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, of course.
It works.
I see what they did there.
Yes, that is a track called Ring the Alarm. Do you have any more information about that?
We both brought that track. What you have just said, first single together, I think from what's in the press release, they intend to release more music, I think.
Well, that's good.
That's good. And it is not a cover, as it's no relation to the Beyoncé song, Ring the Alarm.
Oh, the reggae classic is it Tenasaur? I think it's Tenasaur. Selector K would know. We'll ask him when he comes in.
He will.
They're playing Coachella. Or Coachella, as Joel would say if he was here. You're not Joel.
I'm not. John. Hello.
You're John.
Joel's not here. I'll get one more show before Christmas.
Joel's kindly gifted the show to you. He's around. He's not gone away. He's just
taken a break. Yeah. Which is fair enough. He deserves it. After 18 years of the break.
He can only tolerate 1 week with me after 6 weeks away. We're going to have an album of the week this week from Melody's Echo Chamber. Obviously, as we're getting close to Christmas, there's fewer albums out. But there's also albums out by Anna of the North. What else have you got that's an album? Oh, Dovalis is coming shortly.
Dovalis
that's from an album.
Coming up in a moment. I had trouble. Oh, you've mentioned Anna of the North.
So, I have.
Yeah,
that's about it for albums.
I really had trouble finding albums this week.
Got something from a Christmas EP from the Swansea Sound. That's not a particularly Christmassy song, though, but I have got a Christmas song from Fight Milk, and you've got one from Home Counties.
I've also got one from King Hooskey.
You're really getting festive, aren't you?
Oh, you know me. I love my Christmas songs.
So, yes, as we said, Dove Ellis, album out. Give me all you know.
Yes, Dove Ellis. Now, there's not actually that much around about him, but his album was released yesterday to a string of five-star reviews. He actually played Sydney Matilda earlier this year.
Really?
And it's apparently, there's a review online that I didn't write, and it just said that this is one of those gigs that you would tell people and used to come you were here for. He played the little basement in Sydney Matilda, and everyone said it was like one of the best gigs.
Are you going to pretend you were there?
I might do. I mean, I was at the Manchester Free Trade Hall when the Sex Pistols
played. Of course you were.
I was five, but you know. But yeah, Dove Ellis is from Ireland. He sported Geese on the North American tour and released his debut album, Blizzard, yesterday. And I've listened to it a few times, and it's very, very good. This is a track called Heaven Has No Wings.
And I listened to this morning. I was definitely getting Wolf Parade vibes from the voice.
Wolf Parade, fronted by Jeff Buckley, I would say.
Okay. Judge for yourselves. A bit something from last week's Album of the Week by Tulpa after this.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
You feel like everyone's against you, that's alright. My denominator life feels like a true crime show in real time. And they got the pitchforks out tonight. Wanted to be a saint, you just get carried away by the devil's mystique. You're the monster of the week. You're the monster of the week. Monster of me feel like a freak. You're the monster of the week. You're the monster of the week. Monster of the week. Monster of the week. Monster of the week.
A little bit pavement on us. That is Tulpa and the title track of their album Monster of the Week, last week's album of the week here on The Breakdown. Didn't get in the official UK album top 100, but
crashed in at 101 apparently.
Did it? Ah, yeah. Another one.
Always happens always. When they're on The Breakdown.
And you can see Tulpa supporting Heavenly in Sheffield at Sydney Matilda on the 28th of March next year. It's album of the week time.
Album of the week.
Can you record that for us, please?
I might do, actually.
No, don't. Melody's Echo Chamber. Melody Prochet has been releasing music since 2012-ish.
I've got this down as her fourth album.
It is a fourth album. Mm. Unclouded is the name of it. I think we played one of the tracks that have been released in advance of the album release date, but not that many. I brought a few, but never got to play them.
Yeah, that's
I don't
right.
know why. Because they're good. Everything that I've heard from this has been very good, and it's a worthy recipient, I think. So
it's just 30 minutes long as well.
Yeah, which is always perfect good. For me.
Yeah.
Short attention span and all that. I brought the track that you brought, but I also brought this one, which is a single that came out this week, a few days before the album release. This is The House That Doesn't Exist. Going to double that, but decided to come back because I'm going to do a double next of covers. But that was Melody's Echo Chamber, first track from this week's Album of the Week, The House That
Doesn't Exist.
Thank you for finishing my sentence.
You're
as always
welcome.
So first up, The Softies. Now I saw this track. It's a cover of
a song from Lisa Prank. Now the conceit here is that it comes from a project by Father Daughter Records, which is a label celebrating its 15th birthday this year.
Yep.
And so to mark the occasion, they're releasing a series of tracks where one Father Daughter act covers another act on the same label. So here, Lisa Prank is also on Father Daughter, and the Softies, who released their first album in 24 years last year.
I think you played something from that.
I think you did, actually, because I checked to see if they were any artists, but they weren't. Softies here are covering Lisa Prank's song Turn It Up, which was originally on her album Adult Teen in 2016, but this is the Softies version.
And I will follow this. Well, in the new year, Shushu, long-term favourites of The Breakdown, are releasing a covers album called Shoe Mother Ducking Shoe.
Yeah.
And they have put out two covers from that this week, so one of those will follow the Softies.
This is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
And that is exactly what Shoo Shoo covering Cherry Bomb sounds like. That's from the album Shoe Mother... I nearly did it.
Yeah.
Shoe Mother Duckin' Shoe Volume 1 is out on the 12th of March. Oh, it's the 16th of January there. I'm sure I read 12th of March earlier. Anyway, that album also features covers of Talking Head Psycho Killer. I'd like to see what they do with that. Robin's Dancing on My Own. Roy Orbison's In Dreams.
That would be terrifying, I can tell you that.
Yes.
If David Lynch was alive, he would...
Soft Cell on there. Warm Leatherette by the normal Grace Jones. Yes, so that's something to look forward to. The softies before that with Turn It Up. And I haven't got enough time to squeeze one in before the first Treble 7 of the afternoon, but I'm going to do it anyway because Joel isn't here.
He won't mind.
He won't mind.
He'd be sat at home fuming.
He won't be watching the clock if he's listening on catch-up. If he's listening live, he might know.
Yeah.
But
I realize I've said all this now.
He said he might be. Man, Woman, Chainsaw put out a single last week that I couldn't fit into the show, and it's very, very good. It's called Only Girl, so you'll hear this, and then one of us will do a Treble 7. Should we arm wrestle to see who goes first?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Man, Woman, Chainsaw, who were given their big break by the person sitting opposite me.
Indeed.
When you played them on The Breakdown on the
31st of August 2024, when neither you or Joel were here.
It's not that long ago, is it?
It's not, but...
I mean, I'm not diminishing your part in their success.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a new single from them called Only Girl, and they are doing a headline tour in January, February next year. playing at Bedford Esquires. Ceremony 5.5. Me and Joel will be there for that. You might be doing a show that week if you're around.
I probably will.
Unless you want to come to that with us. And Hebden Bridge is the nearest to Sheffield on the 18th of February. It's high time we got your treble seven on.
It says we're 3 minutes late, haven't we? Although we were 3 minutes late starting, so it's all... It all
2 minutes late starting.
Yeah.
Let's not quibble.
No. Right, I have three tracks that are short, as is...
That's what happens.
Treble sevens want. I'm going to start with Pretty Sick, who are a trio from New York City. Have played them before. Released a new track this week called Star, which is quite glitchy and lo-fi. And according to the Wikipedia, their videos are notable for their transgressive nature, marked by bloody car crashes, operating rooms...
Bloody car crashes?
operating rooms and erotic aggression.
Ooh, now you're being interesting.
So off you go to YouTube after the breakdown. Yeah, this is Pretty Sick and Star, and then we will follow it with two others, which I'll tell you about after we play.
Is one of those a new artist? Because we need one. I think it is.
It is, yes. The middle one is a new artist.
Good, good, good.
Breakdown. Treble seven.
I don't think you get it. I don't feel this feeling. No made moment. No confetti falling from ceiling. Say yes and I'll pick up. Sorry, asked how I was doing. Could everyone send 20 quid? This heart been coping. You ask if I'm scared. I tell you probably.
Yeah.
Me and the girls are trying to get on. We don't believe all the shit we were told. Take it from me, we won't cause any harm. Me and the girls won't get out of the cold. Me and the girls just wanna be fine. Working the day, taking the night. Me and the girls, gonna be alright. You're getting it now, couldn't find. If the song comes out next morning, I'll get up and start to sing. Bet my past selves to leave me. Stop haunting my hallways. I promise I'll get out this year. I promise I won't do it again. I promise I'm better than this. I'm riding the brakes. If I'm okay, you won't lie. What I say, me and the girls are trying to get on. We don't believe all the shit we were told. Take it from me, we won't go to the arm. Me and the girls will get out of the car. Me and the girls just wanna be fine. Walking the day, taking the night. Me and the girls gonna be alright. You're getting it now, getting it.
just wanna fight you cause I'm tired.
Wonky sounds of water from your eyes there. What is that from, and who the hell was that in the middle of that treble seven? Sum it up for me.
That was Water From Their Eyes, who released a new EP yesterday, It's Beautiful, which is a reworking of three tracks from their album, It's a Beautiful Place, one of which is 10 minutes long, so we couldn't really play that. So I thought that would fit in nicely to treble seven, and it was Knights in Armour, and this time it's got a bracket, FKA Love Song.
Mm.
So maybe that was the original version of Taylor Swift's Love Song.
Maybe. I don't think it was.
I don't think it was. In the middle was Sue, I think.
Sue, surely you're sure? You've got the notes there.
Hey. No, that's the name of the artist. Sue, I think, all in lowercase, called The Girls. There is not much information about Sue, I think, out there, apart from they're a musician and artist based in London, whose work balances light electronica with experimental pop. And that was a debut play on The Breakdown.
And I enjoyed that a lot.
And before that was Pretty Sick and Star. And that concludes my treble seven.
Thank you. You may rest for 3 minutes, 26 seconds. Because I'm not playing my longest song, because my longest song kicked off the show.
It did.
Which you also brought. So what I'm going to do is play something new from The Just Jones. They were last released an album in 2020, The Private Memoirs and Confessions of The Just Jones. So 6 years later, The Romantic Visions of Romantic Visions of Scotland is coming out. I can't actually see a date, but it is 2026 when it's out. There's been a single already called Here Come the Rugby Boys, which we didn't play, but this one came out this week. It's called Limpet.
We'll be right back.
Just Jones back. That is Limpet from the album Romantic Visions of Scotland. And I didn't manage to find the date during that because I was just sat back enjoying it and talking
and we
to you
chatting.
About the World Cup draw.
Indeed,
the shambolic.
That is Rio Ferdinand's entry into Hollywood, apparently.
He was the worst thing about it. And that's saying something.
That is saying something when Donald Trump was on the same stage.
I know. What did we say? Oh, Tiger's Jaw is next, isn't
yes,
it?
They are a five-piece from Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is where The Office is famously set.
Is it?
Yeah. They last released an album back in 2021, I Won't Care How You Remember Me, and they announced the follow-up this week, Lost on You, which will be out on the 27th of March next year. And although they've been around for quite a while, this will be a debut play for them. Tiger's Jaw, Head is Like a Sinking Stone.
And I'll follow this with another track from last week that I should have played by Mac Thaviskin. I should have looked up how to pronounce that. We played them before on the Rock Down. I said different every time. Mm. Every time we played them. But it's a track called Pity Party and it's very good.
I'm gonna make it.
Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
So I wasn't that far away.
Go on.
Mock the Furskin.
Bless you.
mock. It's Mock the Furskin.
Emphasis on.
Yes, emphasis on the first and third syllables. Yes. And the M-A-K is an M-O-C-K sound to us.
Oh.
There we go. We're learning Swedish. I mean, that's AI overview. So
yeah,
do we trust it?
I don't personally.
No. That was Mock the Furskin. that's Pity Party. New single from them. And it is from a forthcoming album. And it is out in the new year.
April 4th.
Thank you. You saw it before me.
Yep.
It was described by Nordic Music Central as 3.5 minutes of harmonious, non-stop, hard-driving, shoegaze, tweaked post-punk.
Oh, that's
a lot
accurate.
Of words, but I think I agree with all of them.
Yeah.
Before that, Tiger's Jaw and Head is Like a Sinking Stone. Now, give me one that's less than 3 minutes, John.
I will. Spiltab is an LA-based musician called Claire Chica, who released her debut album, Angie! That's all capital letters. Yep. But Spiltab is all lowercase, confusingly. Yeah. Released a debut album, Angie, early this year, and is now releasing a deluxe version of that album, and has recorded some extra tracks, including this one, Paranoia, which is a duet with fellow lowercase musician Boy Life. And the deluxe version of the album, which is now called Angie, which is out on 18th of February. and it's called Spilled Tub.
That's all right, we can talk of the intro. Well, I can't follow.
It's a bed.
It is a bed.
An audio bed.
I don't want to lead you. I don't want to make me another woman gone. I lost her to the night when we were walking home. I don't really need to. I don't really need to know more than I already do. It don't make it easier if both of us lose.
Tab with Boy Life, and that was Paranoia. I've got 5 seconds to introduce my Ugly Clementine with a track called You Won. So this is my Ugly Clementine with a track called You Won.
I wonder what's been going on for so long.
I wonder
the games you play to prove me wrong. Is this what you want all along?
Now I'm gone.
This is what you want.
A change, a change, a change. No good.